Welcome to Soar Like an Eagle, the podcast created by students at the American International School of Johannesburg, exploring what makes us exceptional and highlighting our commitment to nurturing an inclusive community of empowered learners. Join us as we help you discover why AISJ could be the perfect fit for you.
My name is Bogusha Ngema.
And my name is Jay Zombie. And we are your hosts for today's episode.
Let's get started. Embrace your inner eagle and enroll at AISJ. Answers to your common questions on the enrollment process.
But before we dive in, let's discuss why the enrollment process at AISJ is an important topic. The topic that we are talking about today is very important because it will provide transparency and clarity to all families who are interested in sending their children to AISJ.
As difficulties and frustrations of enrolling a child into a school are issues that many parents or guardians can relate to, as they worry about whether their children will be able to transition into the new school, which is a daunting experience alone, a daunting thought alone, coupled with the process itself being challenging if not understood.
In this episode, we will be answering the top 10 questions that families tend to have when they consider AISJ for their children's education.
We will take you through the nuts and bolts of applying to AISJ. Without any further ado, let's get started with the questions.
Question 1. What are the most common concerns that parents have during the enrollment process? And how does the school address them?
Well, I'm no parent, but I am sure that the parents will be concerned about whether their children will feel welcome in the new school and if they will be able to transition smoothly.
I agree with that. And the school addresses this by showing parents around the school and explaining the support services that are available. This could also be done virtually through a Zoom call if a parent can't meet in person. Those who can meet in person would receive a tour from the school, led by a member of the enrollment team.
So, the transition of a new student is supported in a number of ways. For example, we have new students who will be assigned a counselor and a lunch buddy, who is also a student mentor. This buddy is like a first friend for the new student. And for the first weeks, the buddy will show them around to their classes and introduce them to peers and teachers in the grade.
The counselor is also there to help with challenges that new students might encounter, such as schedule changes, subject choices, and even social or mental health concerns. They would be offering that support throughout the student's stay at AISJ.
Our next question is also about student support. What specific support is available during the enrollment process for students with special needs?
So the school has a wide range of inclusion services available for students with learning differences, including learning support and life skills pathway. To initiate this process, the enrollment manager will reach out to these families to understand the needs of their children.
And to add on to that, the inclusion services coordinator is also very involved in the communication with families and will also contact the previous schools to understand their needs and support that will be required to help the student thrive at AISJ. The team will then evaluate the needs of the student and recommend its services to the family. Which brings us to our next question, question 3. What does the school does the school require any interviews or evaluation for the enrollment that parents should know about?
To answer that, in general, if the application documents provide enough information for the team to make a decision on the placement of the student, then there is no need for any evaluation.
Please bear in mind that students who are still beginning learners in the language of English, which is the main language of instruction at the school, they may be required to take an English language assessment. And this evaluation can be completed online if the student cannot be here at school to do so in person.
Overall, what is important to note here is that the assessment is not necessarily part of deciding whether the student could join AISJ. Rather, it is conducted to ensure that the child is placed in an appropriate courses and or receives the necessary support. Moving on to question 4. Now that we understand more about the support that new students might receive and might be interested in applying, so what are the specific steps for families?
We highly suggest that parents start by checking out the school website, where they can find helpful information such as the required documents for the enrollment process, student support, student safety, tuition fees, and even a virtual tour of the school.
So what do they do once ready?
Once ready, the next step will be to email or call the school to set up an appointment with our enrollment team.
In addition, the enrollment process starts with an inquiry from parents. Parents could inquire by email or phone call. If there is space available, the parent would be directed to the school's website, where they could create an online account and submit an application.
This leads us to our fifth question. What are the key stages of the AISJ in applications process?
Well, there are application fees that must be paid before the application is reviewed. Once the application is received, the school will start reviewing the documents.
What do the documents include?
They include a passport or birth certificate, vaccination records, school reports, and any learning support documents. The school may also reach out to previous schools to get more information about the student. Moving on to the sixth question. Regarding submitting reports, is there a certain grade the student needs to have to enroll in the school?
Not necessarily. AISJ is interested in getting a comprehensive understanding of the student's academic history, including their strengths and weaknesses.
To achieve this, they request all available school records. This helps them determine what kind of support, if any, a student might need upon joining the school to ensure the student's success at the school.
Are there any deadlines, as you know that when you enroll in a school, there are specific deadlines for documents needed? Is there one for AISJ?
AISJ follows a rolling admissions process, which means there's no fixed deadlines for submitting applications. However, to ensure adequate time for processing and potential visa requirements, it's advisable to submit the application in advance.
One key note to bear in your minds is that the school generally does not consider applications more than 18 months ahead of the intended enrollment date.
Eighth question. What are the options available for families who may need financial support in terms of scholarships coming into the school?
AISJ recognizes the importance of financial accessibility and offers a scholarship program to support deserving students.
This program is currently being improved or changed to provide more opportunities. Scholarships are typically awarded to students who demonstrate exceptional talent or passion in a specific field, or those who face financial challenges but pose a strong academic potential and commitment to contributing positively to the school community.
This is a follow-up question. Does AISJ offer subsidies for student tuition?
AISJ has a financial aid program for returning students. Families may apply for financial aid if there is a significant change in their financial circumstance. 10th and final question. Does AISJ offer boarding?
AISJ hasn't offered a traditional boarding program in the past. However, they are exploring new options. In the past, the boarding program was associated with the scholarship program.
However, the boarding program is currently put on hold, as the school is planning a blended boarding program, which could offer a unique and flexible living and learning experience for students interested in joining us.
That was the final question. Before we wrap up today's episode, let's recap on the key ideas.
The first point is that new students will receive personalized support from counselors and student buddies. The school offers specialized services for students with special needs, including occupational therapy, learning support, and life skills pathways. English language tests may be required for non-native English speakers to ensure appropriate placement. English language tests may be required for non-native English speakers to ensure appropriate placement.
The second key point is that ASJ follows a rolling admissions process, but early applications is recommended. Parents should prepare documents such as passports, birth certificates, vaccination records, school reports, and learning support documents. ASJ offers scholarship for deserving students and are currently exploring options for financial aid and a potential blended boarding program.
Lastly, we urge parents to be transparent about their child's strengths and weaknesses and specific needs. Submitting applications well in advance is recommended to ensure processing time. Thank you for letting us take you on this journey through the world of enrollment at AISJ.
Till next time.
Go Eagles.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode from Soar Like an Eagle, a podcast series proudly produced by students from HSB English and IBDP Music at the American International School of Johannesburg. To discover more about AISJ, visit our website at aisj-jhb.com.